On this episode, I continue my coverage of the propositions that will affect real estate here in the state of California come November.
You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome everyone to the program. I am Andres and I'm coming to you from my studio. Finally, I feel like I haven't been here in quite a while. These past several episodes have actually been a bit of a whirlwind with all my crazy schedule that's been going on. But I'm back here, so if you notice the difference in audio, that would be why. So thank you for putting up with some of my less than stellar audio in previous episodes. But I know you tune in for the content, so I appreciate you tuning into the program. So in this one, I'm continuing a series that I started in my previous episode where I'm bringing attention and awareness to propositions that you need to be paying attention to come election a day, November 3rd, because it's not just a presidential election, folks. It's a state and local stuff that also needs to be voted on. And in this case, as per every election, midterm or presidential, we have to vote on propositions. And every time of propositions that come up, it's all about taxes. There's at least three different propositions that affect real estate directly. I talked about Prop 21 in the previous episode, vote no on that one. And now I'm going to be talking about Proposition 19, vote no on this one too. Now, normally when propositions are being contended leading up to the election, there's normally websites that go up, like to say yes or no and get the facts and blah, blah, blah. In this case, I have not been able to find a vote no website for Proposition 19. You will find one for that says vote yes on Proposition 19, but vote no, because it sounds like it's selling a good thing. And that's the thing. It's always about these wishful thinkings about why we should collect more taxes and spend it on something that doesn't exist instead of actually paying down our debt or putting money into these other programs that are going bankrupt for why those taxes were passed in the first place. See, the thing is that when you have so much bureaucracy and you're creating more bureaucracy, it's not the solution. And we can't tax ourselves into prosperity. And California continues to be one of the worst managed, if not the absolute worst managed state in the union. And there's always like, oh my goodness, we're always falling short with our tax revenue. Yeah, because you guys spend it. So there's a lot of mismanagement going on, and don't be fooled about what Prop 19 is selling. So I'm pulling resources from two different newspapers here. One's from Bakersfield and another one's from the Orange County Register. And they both basically have an agreement here about that Proposition 19 is a lot of snake oil here. Okay, so here we go. Proposition 19, this is from Bakersfield.com. Prop 19 will allow eligible homeowners to transfer their tax assessments anywhere within the state and allow tax assessments to be transferred to a more expensive home with an upward adjustment. Presently, people over 55 years old or with severe disabilities can transfer their tax assessments only once. This would increase it to three times. But the downside is that the inherited property, homes not used as principal residence, second homes or rentals, and business property will not be allowed to transfer to heirs without the value being reset. The millions of dollars realized from the increased tax would create the California Fire Response Fund and County Revenue Protection Fund to support local governments. Let me repeat that line again. The millions of dollars realized from the increased tax, that being Prop 19, would create the California Fire Response Fund and County Revenue Protection Fund to support local governments. While it would give a tax break to some seniors and people with disabilities, Proposition 19 would increase inequities in the state's tax assessment program created in 1978 by Proposition 13. The inheritance provisions likely will stimulate more home sales for the real estate industry that is supporting the proposition. Fewer homes and business properties will be able to simply pass from generation to generation without tax implications. The ability for parents to transfer property to their children without triggering a reset of the tax value was approved by voters in 1986 with Proposition 58. That same year, voters approved Proposition 60, which allowed property owners 55 and older one chance to purchase a cheaper home, downsize, in the same county and transfer the tax value of that property they were selling. Counties were later given the option of accepting transfers from other counties. The Legislative Analyst Office estimates that the repeal of the intergenerational transfer protections guaranteed by the earlier proposition will result in 40 to 60,000 families getting hit with higher property taxes every year. Proposition 19 is another do-over on the ballot. See, this is where it gets interesting. BakerShield.com is covering this because it's almost like a new proposition, a new offering. It's not, because 2 years ago, the real estate industry spent $13 million on a similar initiative campaign to expand the program statewide and enhance the benefit for eligible homeowners. 60% of voters rejected the initiative. They should do the same this year, vote no. So that's from BakerShield.com. And it's reinforced by other publications, including the Orange County Register. Now, while it sounds great on paper, another bureaucracy is not the solution, because you're gonna spend all that money on that very bureaucracy and not go to the whole purpose for which why that bureaucracy is being established. You're just gonna line other pockets. And of course, right now there's gonna be more like, yeah, vote BS on Prop 19 because of what's happening with the wildfires. Look at everything that's going on. Yeah, well, that's also because of EPA regulations that have basically created the environment for these wildfires and people being affected by them. Let's talk about this other thing that Prop 19 will not address. It's literally, as the Orange County Register puts, a cynical special interest money grab. Well, I couldn't have worded it better. California counties should implement the good part of Proposition 19, says this article. The voters should handle the bad part by turning down the ballot measure this November. Portability, taking your property tax bill with you when you move from one California county to another, rightly protects people from enormous spikes in taxes. Property owners are protected from dramatic tax increases by Proposition 13 passed in 1978. We're recapping some ground here, right? We're retreading some of it. Limiting increases to 2% a year. Portability would apply that limit for even more inter-county moves. Right now, a few California counties allow residents to bring along the property tax bill from their previous home, which is useful because taxing authorities all over the state are looking for every opportunity they can to separate you from your money. Yeah, especially the estate tax. Portability is one way to ensure a resident's tax bill won't get precipitously worse. But a Prop 19 provision would more than offset the portability by reassessing a property passed from homeowners to their heirs as though it were an open market sale, unless an heir actually occupied the inherited residence. That's to say that the person, like the next of kin, lived there forever. Anyway, I'm not gonna continue reading the article. You get the gist of it. I covered a lot of it in BakerShield.com. I'm going to be leaving links to these two articles in the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theandresagobe.com, so you can look into it more for yourself. You're going to hear yes on Prop 19 because it'll help combat forest fires. It's not going to do that. We have the most mismanaged state in the union here. So much money is spent and wasted. And every time we have an election, whether it's midterm or presidential, there's always propositions saying we gotta increase borrowing, we gotta increase taxes, increase taxes, increase taxes. For the first time in at least a decade, more people left California than came in. So what's that tell you? People are fed up with what's been going on here in California. The mismanagement is egregious. And one way to address these wildfires, previously they say, oh, we got to do all these green initiatives. We got to eliminate the straws. We got to eliminate the plastic bags. I don't know what that's going to do about the fires, but the point is that they saying we got to fix our environment so we don't have these fires again. Well, anyway, I don't want to get all into that other side of things because then I'm opening a whole can of worms and I'm probably going to get some hate mail for this one. But the thing is, Proposition 19 is bad for you. It's bad for the state. It's not gonna get to the point of what it's trying to get to. It's just gonna line other people's pockets because it's goodwill, you know? It's your good intentions that go a long way. No. Results are the ones that go the long way. And just like the lottery hasn't done what it set out to do and it's being audited for all its stealing money from the programs that were meant to fund, why are we gonna create another bureaucracy that's not gonna fund the programs it was meant to fund? Except us giving money to people so they can live their fancy lives. Anyway, that's all I gotta say about that on this one. I'm going to continue this series in the next episode, where I got to talk about the last proposition on the list regarding real estate, and that's proposition 15. But I will be covering other propositions that would affect you with increased taxes as we get closer to the election day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, follow my YouTube. There's some exclusive episodes that happen there, and if you want to see behind the scenes about what goes on behind his voice, behind his microphone, or behind the video camera on YouTube, then follow me on Instagram, because that's where I give you a little more insight as to what I do on a day-to-day and what inspirational or demotivational stuff I love sharing, because I'm a sarcastic guy. I just love sharing that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'll see you on the socials, and as always, I'll see you back here on the next one.